I think there's a problem here with successive American administrations, and I think Obama is doomed to repeat the failures of previous presidents. I'll tell you why. There seems to be a very patronizing approach by the American administration whereby we know best and we can impose peace from above. America will decide and the region will have to cope with the ramifications and consequences. Peace comes from the grassroots. It grows from the inside. It cannot be imposed in a kind of authoritative way by an outside party. That's the first point. So I think the Americans are coming into this again with the big brother, Uncle Sam knows best. The other issue is, and I think that's very, very important, is that we need to find out what the Arab world, that is Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, Syria, that is the totality of the Arab world, is willing to do to promote peace between Israel and the Palestinians. We haven't heard from them. I think it's important to keep in mind, first of all, that we have two leaders who've been elected recently and have only been in the job for a few months, Obama in January of this year and Benjamin Netanyahu at the end of March. So in a sense, they're both feeling their way through and trying to craft a policy. I think that there's a problem with the Obama administration. I think we have a massive ignorance from the Obama side about the history of the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I also find it astonishing that at a time when, in a sense, Obama is facing significant foreign policy issues, for example, a nuclear North Korea firing missiles, an Iranian regime which talks about wiping Israel off the map and pursuing an ambitious nuclear agenda. We've got the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan. We've got a bleeding and divided Iraq. We've got Turkey, who may go towards a more Islamist viewpoint. We also have the problem with Pakistan, that its nukes may fall into the wrong hands. So we have all these, you know, hot button burning issues, and yet we have Obama making his major policy initiative the freezing of the settlements. So I think that's problematic, that he's making this. The other issue is that I think Obama is mistakenly assuming, and I think Clinton too, that Secretary Clinton, that the settlements are the major obstacle to resolving the long-standing and, in a sense, intractable conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians.